Okay, hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Happy Eclipse Day.
Yes, happy Eclipse Day to you too. And it looks like the world did not come to an end.
There's still time.
That's true. That's true.
It is not over, but
no, it's not. And
I didn't have much action with it here. I just worked through it.
You worked through it. Just
I was outside and I was I didn't have glasses, as I told you, I was terrified to look up. So I just kept my hat on and my head down and kept weed whacking. And I thought maybe it got a little dark for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was it.
Yeah.
But we weren't in what do they call it? The path of totality.
Of totality. Yeah. Yeah.
Which you knew that was a thing. Like, and everybody's saying it now. You
know? I know. Wouldn't that be a good memoir title, except that it's not, it doesn't feel at all like my life.
The path like of totality.
Yeah. But yeah, well, I was in 98.9%, you know,
whoa,
which is close to 100, right?
I think so. I don't do math, but that sounds cool.
You continue to inspire, Gia.
I'm sorry, I'm having a bevy.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I was going to say, I can't say that I noticed too much either. And I had the glasses on. I was looking up. I mean, you could see that, you know, there was just a sliver of sun when you had your glasses on.
Well, did the world get dark and cold, like everybody said?
I think it was that way, wasn't it? Actually, today.
You're in Maine. What am I talking about?
Well, no,
the
but it
already
was
dark and cold.
That's our motto.
Yeah.
Where the world,
our world is dark and cold. Join
us. but actually it was 67 degrees at the time.
That's crazy.
Like,
isn't that crazy?
I know. There were little butterflies flying around. I'm like, what happens around, you
That's
know,
like cause warmer than your house ever is.
Yeah, I know. And where do these butterflies hang out when we're freezing inside, you know, but
all
anyway,
right. Yeah.
I was going to say that even at the peak of it, there was still plenty of sunlight. And I think the moral of the story, Gia, is that even when the sun is almost completely obscured, it still gives off a lot of light.
Huh. Okay, good. Well, okay. It's a big ball of fire, apparently. So
yeah. Uh-huh.
That would make sense. Well, okay, I guess that makes me feel better that I didn't miss. I mean, everybody's talking about what a profound experience and everything, and I'm like, well, I'm just out here weed whacking. I mean, I'm experiencing it.
that's sort of profound in its own way, isn't it?
And then, you know, like I passed a guy and I was like, what?
What did you say?
Are we just not listening to each other anymore?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to.
I get enough of that at work. Hello, is this thing on?
You know, when you send out emails, like group emails, and like nobody responds, and you keep going back and checking to see, like, did I include their, you know, maybe I just forwarded something and I thought I sent it to everybody, but it was all, you know, and you're like, nope, their address is on there. Nope. So, you know, they saw it. And then when they do respond to something, they like don't answer any of the questions you ask.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what do I got to do? But anyway, so I'm out weed whacking and I passed a guy in the street and I said, so did it happen that, you know, and he's like looking up and I'm like, no, look up. Don't, you know,
did you tackle him? A new way to pick up guys.
I was so freaked out about not having the glasses, you know. I was like, I was totally unprepared for this profound happening that now I won't see because next time I'll be dead, you know.
Yeah.
And my husband's like being all snarky, like, well, you can just watch it in molasses. I'm like, well, what do you even...
I
talking like about. And like we, as if we've got molasses. Like, we don't have molasses either. We didn't have glasses.
This isn't 1920. Yeah,
like, do they even sell it anymore? Like, for that one person who makes some kind of pie that takes molasses or something. Like, what do you use it for?
Oh, God.
they used to put it in horse feed, sweet feed, and it smelled so good.
Yeah, and it's in brown sugar. If you want to turn white sugar into brown sugar, you just throw some molasses in there. Yeah,
right. I think it's got a lot of iron or something, doesn't it? Something.
It seems like it must, because it seems sort of metallic.
So, if anybody's tuning in, this is a general hospital podcast.
It's our special Eclipse edition.
It wasn't on today, so we have no reason to be here, but here we are.
We're professionals. That's well, the bottom line.
We vowed that we'd stay on schedule, so we just we're just talking. But my friend here has some sort of plan to get us back on track.
Yeah, sort of. Okay. I guess it's time to unveil my little gimmick.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Gia. I thought, in honor of today's eclipse, which I guess for some people was eventful.
Yep.
Maybe especially the guy that you yelled at.
Yeah, I kind of scared him a little bit.
I bet you'll never see him again.
It wasn't even on his mind, you know? I thought, online, everybody's acting like it's the only thing happening in the world.
What time was it?
It was probably about 2. It was probably about 2 because I'd gone back out at about 1:30.
I thought it was going to be like 10 o'clock this morning.
No, it was after lunch, and I was like, "Well, I'm going to be outside anyway, so hopefully, whatever's going on."
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So I thought maybe. To get it back on track, we could talk about characters on General Hospital who have been eclipsed by other characters, or maybe. No? Hello?
You really had to work hard to come to that one. Oh my God.
Well,
eclipsed by other characters in the attention they get, or like the acting.
Yeah,
and
I guess like when I said that, other than thinking, oh my God, she's such an idiot. Did any characters pop
into you? Are you talking about me? What?
Talking about you, your reaction to what I just said, you probably thought in your head somewhere, man, Keisha is one big idiot.
Oh.
That thought, did you think of any characters, like just sort of stream of consciousness, did anybody come into your mind?
If I'm thinking, taken like scene by scene, there are frequently like ones that steal scenes, I guess, so that would be an eclipse scene.
Having an
eclipsing effect during a scene.
Yeah.
And I would say anytime Heather is in a scene, she eclipses everyone else.
Yes. Uh-huh. I think that makes sense. Yeah. Heather's a horse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a horse?
I got your attention.
Maybe that's anytime Comet's on.
That's going to be my new trick. If I sense that you're not paying attention, I'll say the word horse.
Horse.
Or pony. I bet pony would work too.
Yeah, sparkle pony. Did you have somebody in mind that I was, are you trying to feed an answer to me that I'm
No,
missing?
Not really, but because I was thinking, does this make sense? What I'm saying?
Kind of. But.
A little bit. Well, I thought of Willow for some reason, but I don't know if that's because, I don't
Meaning
know, other...
she gets eclipsed all the time? Is that what you mean?
I guess so.
She gets mowed over by everybody else?
In a way, but then I'm also wondering if maybe she's not nearly as front and center as she has been in the past, you know?
She doesn't have a a front burner storyline, I guess, right now, you'd say.
No, and even, like, actually, I guess she was a teeny bit eclipsed when she had that scene with Carly recently. Do you remember that?
Did I see it, or was that when I was out of town?
I think you saw it. It was in Carly's kitchen. She stopped by, must have been with the family, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and she was kind of, like, thanking her for taking care of Jason and that sort of
thing. Yeah. And Willow was a little bit, she seemed kind of cryptic, you know, like you couldn't really tell what side she was coming down on. And then she said something about how she thought Carly and Jason shared everything with each other. Do you remember that?
Not really, but keep going.
Well, I'm just thinking that somehow that's
get somewhere with this.
Well, I was thinking somehow that scene kind of got forgotten, and I think it was partly because it was Willow, and I don't want to say she's forgettable, but, you know, you remember Carly generally, because Carly's sort of, she's got an intensity, right?
She's a Valkyrie, yeah.
Yeah, she's always sort of fully present.
She's big, yeah.
Yeah, and Willow, I think that, I don't know, she doesn't seem to have like a real personality right now, you know, because
no, but I don't know. She's always kind of a dark horse as far as like showing backbone at times when I wouldn't expect it. Like when she, booted Michael for a while there, not long enough, but
right.
You know, she holds her ground, but
yeah,
she's, you know what it is? She's not noisy. A lot of other characters are noisy all the time. Carly's one of them.
Well, that's true. But Willow got kind of noisy when it came to taking care of Jason, and she was freaking out about, you know, the stealing medications the and stuff, you know, and the ramifications of that. But still, you know, it's hard to know, like, I don't know. I feel like she's certainly encountered a lot of, you know, sort of fringe characters in her life, right? Lots of them, including her mother, you know,
Shiloh and whatever.
Yeah. And I don't know how that would inform how she treats Jason, but it seems like she's way more guarded, I guess. And
she said something about Jason's important to your family and the people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he's important to me.
And he should be, right? Because he's helped her out. And although it was about her loyalty to Drew. Do you remember that? Now that's coming back to me.
I've never understood that.
Yeah, and maybe we just blocked that out just because we couldn't believe it.
Well, it was part of that whole like hero agenda that they were pushing for so long.
Yeah.
Now they're on sort of evil, disgruntled Drew.
Yeah, but Willow doesn't see it. She still considers him her hero, the guy who saved her, you know.
Yeah. Like Liesl had nothing to do with it.
Right. Yeah. It was a one man operation, you know.
Liesl's so forgotten that she's not even on the show anymore.
I know. I was thinking that was the next person we should try to campaign for, since we seem to be quite powerful.
Do we? Have we had some effect that I don't know?
It seems like somebody came back on that we had been saying we would like to see Jason. More. Yeah. See? That was all us. That was all our doing.
Yeah. So Willow has been eclipsed. That's how that fits into your little device.
I guess so.
Well, now you've got to pick somebody who is an eclipse.
An eclipse, okay.
A total eclipse of the heart. Uh-oh, did you disappear?
Oh, hello? Can you hear me? Oh, sorry, I wasn't really talking as much. Okay. Ooh, my internet signal actually is coming and going.
Might be after eclipse shocks.
Yes, could be. Or maybe this is the end of the world. So I'm not disappointed. People will be like, I wasn't really hoping for this, but if it means an end to this podcast, go ahead, pull the plug on this thing. Oh dear. Let's see. Okay. Well, I mean, this is maybe an easy one too, but Joss seems like a bit of a person who, you know, kind of overshadows. Is that the right word? Anybody yeah, she's interacting yeah. with?
She does. She's, yeah, she mows them down for sure.
Yeah. You kind of tend to forget maybe what they say or think during the scenes with her.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're kind of pointing out like the noisy characters. Sometimes it's good. And sometimes when it's bad, it's like, you know, this person is just sucking up all the oxygen in the room, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's yeah, definitely true.
I remember when I met a very important harmonica player after a show, and mm-hmm. I was with a friend who I dearly love, but uh-huh. she'd had pretty much a whole bottle of wine by herself. And
this wasn't me, everybody. If you're thinking, I wonder if it was Keisha. No, it was not.
No, but so we're meeting the guy after the show, and she basically took up all the oxygen in the room, and I didn't mm-hmm. get a word in edgewise, and we left, uh-huh. and I was kind of like, oh, you know, what just happened there? Like,
yeah,
I didn't even, you know, get to say anything other than, you know, nice to meet you kind of a thing. And
yeah, that's too bad. Yeah.
Some people are just noisier.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Joss is one of them for sure lately. I mean, she's just been on a tirade.
Yeah, and sometimes she says things that, you know, are worth saying, but sometimes it seems like she's just sort of flexing her young, beautiful muscles, you know?
Yeah, right. She's just like, look at me. I'm Sandra D. And,
yeah.
Which reminds me, I watched a good movie last night with Doris yeah. Day in it, a very young Doris Day. Oh, I don't think I've ever uh-huh. actually watched a Doris Day movie. And, and she was very good in it. What was it called? Man with a Horn or Man with a Trumpet. It was Kirk Douglas and Doris Day and Lauren Bacall.
Oh,
it was really
okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
I really only knew her as kind of a husky voiced talk show. Wasn't she? Didn't she have her own talk show for a while or something?
Was that Dinah Shore?
Maybe I'm thinking of Dinah Shore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, no wonder it didn't click with me, because I'm like, oh.
What do you know?
And speaking of flexing, like, that's one of the things about Joss right now is that she's very inflexible in her views. Like, she's not, she doesn't give an inch, which is very characteristic of somebody that age, I think.
I think you're right. And although, I guess maybe this is also characteristic of people that age. Like, she seems to be quite accommodating of Trina, you know, which, you know, makes sense, I guess. You know, you have to have your short list of people that you can, you know, you can deal with. Otherwise, you're just by yourself, right? Because that's kind of
that like having a ride or die. Is that what they
call it? Yeah, I would say that Carly and Jason are each other's ride or die, right?
What does that mean, really? Can you unpack that for me?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. And I was thinking about that earlier today. I was thinking, do I really know what that means?
Were you? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I was. Because I was thinking about Carly and Jason, because they seem like, you know, there's nobody anywhere who seems to have a deeper loyalty, you know, to each other.
That's true. I really like that about them.
I do too. Okay, so extreme loyalty too. That's what they say.
What I'm wondering online. Is, like, do we qualify for each other's ride or die? Because I'm not sure.
I think that's a no. Then
I'd like to know what I'm committing to. Like, if you make some decision, does that mean I'm okay with dying because of it, or?
I think, like, so.
Or do I get to choose, like, I ride or I die? Or, like, what's the... I don't understand where it comes from. Like, is it a motorcycle thing?
I don't know.
Are we riding motorcycles?
I don't think I would be, because I think we would die. It's another definition that says my ride or die is an expression for any friend, family member, or romantic partner, does not matter what gender, who will always be there for you until the end.
Okay, so, well, I'm getting the definition, but I guess what I really want is more the like origin. The origin.
All right, let's see. Yeah.
This is more interesting than what you came up with anyway, really.
Yep. I think we got our answer there, everybody. I'm going to have to keep searching for my ride or die.
I just, when you're putting the die in there makes it, you know, it's very, it's pretty extreme.
Yeah. Okay. Here, this might help you. Okay. According to the Ride or Die Project, a website dedicated to exploring the stories of women who have lived by the ride or die philosophy, the concept of ride or die emerged in 1990s hip hop as a modern urban take on the legendary outlaw couple Bonnie and Clyde. Does that help you?
Okay. A little bit.
So yeah, it did originate, it looks like, in biker culture. Referring to a woman who is willing to support her partner in their risky lifestyle.
Sort of like a Thelma and Louise.
So yeah, I think Carly and Jason definitely fit the bill. I was thinking though, when we were
Friendship idea of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, it is sort of like an unquestioning kind of loyalty, I guess, right? Where you sort of like are always going to give that person the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you're all in with that person. Like maybe like Diane and Alexis maybe would have a ride.
Yeah, maybe. Sure, sure.
Sort of, maybe.
Okay. But yeah, like I was saying, Joss is allowing Trina to sort of, you know, sort through her feelings about a lot of things.
Be a little bit of a jerk.
Right. Be kind of a jerk. Yeah. And then you look at Sonny, and he doesn't seem as willing to
keep
a list of people, right?
He always wants to be the jerk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like I would say maybe Ava, in his mind, he might think of her as like his ride or die kind of person, but you know, we don't think she is, right?
No,
she's not right now.
She's up to something, which is a shame.
But, yeah.
Sonny was kind of a topic of discussion online about, you know, some people are glad that there seems to be a reckoning with that character, you know, that he's...
Yeah,
The points that Joss has been bringing up about what he's done and how he's made a living and how he's, you know... basically an asshole to a lot of people and
everybody
gives him a pass and because he you know gives money and builds a hospital wing and he loves his kids and so that should be enough to like
he
plays Santa and like do all these things excuse you being a murdering mobster allegedly, and it's like, yeah, you know, he has been given a pass, and I think I kind of feel that like about Jason too, at least in the fatherhood department. You know, like why are we giving him a pass on it? Like why, you know, he's fathered. Does he have more than one child or just the one?
Yeah, he does. Right, he has one with Sam, one with Elizabeth. Right, Jake.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And
is that it?
And
is there more?
Well. Danny? Is that the other one? That's Sam's kid. Danny.
That's Sam's
okay,
kid.
So it's Danny and Jake, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because we talked about it last time because he was a great father to Michael, always, right?
Right.
And I guess that maybe comes back to his relationship with Carly.
But you know, he didn't seem to feel the need to stick around for the other kids or change his way of living so that he could be a father or any of those things. Which I guess I just find that annoying in real life. So maybe I'm letting that.
It's not unusual, is it really in real life?
No, but I mean, but you do see people who once they become parents, they alter their lifestyle because they're parents, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like the worshiping of Jason goes on in spite of the fact that he's basically has not been a father.
All right, Gia.
I'm sorry. too much of a hard ass, I guess.
No, I know. You're I'm sure you're right. But I just, I'm always going to like Jason. I don't know.
Well, I know. Well, that's the thing is I like him too.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, we have this thing where he's got this unflinching honesty. Like he doesn't say much, but he never lies to you and he never, you know, it's like, I guess that's good. But, you know.
I know. I don't know if that's what makes him special necessarily. And I guess I can't remember. Like, it's a little more vague to me. Like where he was in his relationships with Elizabeth and Sam when they had their kids, you know, I can't remember what was going on. Yeah, I can't really remember either. But maybe that shouldn't matter, you know, maybe even if they weren't, if they were miles apart, maybe he still should have, you know, probably.
In my opinion, but that may just be me being extra super judgy. I mean, the women and the mothers may have said, I don't want you around for all I know. I don't
because of the safety issue. Yeah, I feel like that could have been a part of it. So then you're in this sort of quandary, I guess, you know.
Right.
But anyway.
Anyway, I'll quit raking him over the coals. But
Well, your point is well taken, you know.
Okay. All right, thank you. We didn't get very far with your eclipse concept, though. Did you want to explore that a little further? I didn't mean to make fun of it.
No, that's okay. It was sort of meant to be made fun of, I think. let's see. Well, Ava, I guess, is another person maybe who kind of steals the show, right?
In my opinion, she does.
Yeah,
but in a more sly way, I think.
Yeah. Then.
Mm-hmm. Than a Carly. Like, she does it with
finesse
and humor. You know, Carly's like a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And Carly, Ava's got a little more of a devious streak in her and a mm-hmm. sly sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say she's a scene stealer.
Yeah. Carly, I guess one of the ways Carly seems to accomplish that is she seems very decisive when she says things, you know, and they.
Yeah. Yep. She's a woman of strong feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's also got experience, I guess, to back it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least when she talks to Joss, it seems like she knows where she's coming from.
Yeah. The mothering skills are strong in that character.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Ava, what about Leo? Leo's kind of eclipses everyone in every scene.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess with him, it's what his sort of special brand of honesty.
Yeah, his special Leo wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a nice take on everything.
He's like, he's very sparkly. He adds the sparkle.
He does. He sure does. Yeah. And I was thinking then there's also maybe characters where they kind of let other people shine too, maybe.
For example.
Well, I think I want to say Elizabeth because when she.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Right. You know, because she doesn't overpower a scene really, but. You always want to hear what she has to say, but and then she seems to draw something out of the characters she's hanging with, you know?
Yeah. And she's got that like she's a sage, like she's she's got like a timeless wisdom thing. Like mm-hmm. she's working on becoming the next Laura, you know, when Laura's giving advice or being supportive but strong or whatever, you mm-hmm. know, like I feel like Elizabeth is working her way into being one of those
strong and I would
say, women on the show.
Right, right. And I think maybe one area where I think I like her maybe a teeny bit more than Laura is that she doesn't, like Laura seems to be talking to people a lot of times as if they're her child, you know?
Yeah.
And not necessarily in a condescending way, you know what I mean? Maybe it is just like a deep maternal sort of thing, but Elizabeth treats people more like on the same level, I think, like they're equals.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. So I like that about her.
She's very likable.
She is. And has always been likable, I think. Even although I guess when she was lying about Jason being
When she was back in her like sort of scheming devious days stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like her she came on as quite a devious teenager, but kind of was instantly broken by the rape scene early on.
Yeah. But
yeah, I still think O is likable. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. She's been on such a long time now. It's kind of remarkable.
Yeah. An Elizabeth adjacent character, I was just reminded, I saw a little snippet on Instagram today of, is it Michael Eastman? I think that's Finn's.
Michael Easton, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Easton, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Easton?
Yeah.
There was a very, very ancient snippet of him with Regis Philbin doing an interview.
Huh. Wow. Uh-huh.
And he had just been put on, was it maybe One Life to Live?
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. But anyway, you could see like the hot young dude. He had long hair. Mm-hmm. And you could see the beginnings of that lip pursing thing happening.
Yeah.
But on this,
really?
On this young dude, it was a little bit sexy. So you can see why he stuck with it so long, but now it's just weird, you know?
Yeah.
But he was talking about like traveling, like just being off on some, like reading too much Jack Kerouac and going off on a motorcycle and like just wandering and trying to stay in as many Howard Johnsons as he could and that kind of stuff. Yeah, but he was very like, very sexy. Very like,
did you get a pants feeling?
Sexy. Yeah. No, but I could see why.
Uh-huh.
No, because I don't find him all that appealing. He and Elizabeth thing annoys me so much.
Yeah.
But I could see the roots of why he got, you know, cast early on in soaps and as a hot young dude back in the day.
Yeah.
But it made me think like they should let him grow his hair out again.
Okay.
And there could be pants feelings. It could be more pants feelings. I don't know. But I don't know if doctors are. Is there any code for hair with doctors? Do they have to have a?
I wouldn't think so, because you got your lady doctors who have long hair, right?
Lady doctors, yeah. Anyway, it made him appeal to me more because he was sort of shy and he was being pretty self-effacing with Regis, and I'd forgotten what a weirdo Regis was.
Yeah, he had a long career for somebody who really didn't seem remarkable in any way.
Right. And he was just weird. He had a weird style of dealing with people.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I wasn't a big fan, but my mother-in-law used to always have it on, you know.
Strange. Yeah.
Okay, do you want to get back to your concept? Sorry, I keep
No, that's okay. That's all right, Gia. Let's see. Anybody else that we want to break down a little bit?
Break him down. So many people, but just that's more like in real life.
Yeah. All right. I think let's talk about Drew. He's too easy, maybe. He's somebody maybe who's trying to eclipse the other person in the room by being noisy, right? And
noisy with his hands.
Hands,
mostly.
Trying
big
to
body
like,
language, yeah. Big
right,
body
right.
language.
Yeah, like a magician. He's trying to like, you know, fool your eyes with his hands and stuff like that.
Maybe, yeah. But I do like what they're doing. I think they did a little screen test with us, with he and Nina, and it's like, that works for me. Those two can just get down and dirty and disgusting and pathetic.
And just go up in flames, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. It would be funny if like, the writers could sort of, like, break free of the sort of conventions and really get sort of wacky with those two, you know, because it feels
like what would you have them do?
Well, first maybe they'd get together and try to create that button that would remove Jason. you know.
Well, there is a tradition of that, like the whole like Cassadine's trying to freeze the world. There was probably a button for that, right?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So like maybe they'd try to cast a spell or something.
Or yeah, just become like, well, like just odd, you know, like maybe they get like twins in a way, like they have their own language where they understand each other, but they're not that good at communicating with anybody else, you know. Okay. They see everything through this filter of their anger and their resentment, you know. So
I see more like, I don't know, I'd like to see the wacky thing too, but I almost see him more like getting kind of like having sexy time, but having it be very dark and like having them really just use each other and be kind of evil to each other, but like need each other that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah.
But having it be like a insatiable need, but having it be a little bit dark and not a happy thing, you know?
Yeah. And maybe have it be sort of like public enough that people are always uncomfortable around them, you know, like always, no matter what time of day, no matter like who's in the room.
Actually be caught somewhere. Like what public place could they be getting it on? That would be so bad.
Bobby's.
In Bobby's, or like maybe in Comet Stall or something, you know.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, they could have some fun. They really could. They could be doing it and just like, you know, yeah, touching each other in weird ways.
In weird, like, yeah, but like
in the hospital, together. You know. Yeah.
Like maybe making the bed go up and down, like with the, you know.
Oh yeah. This is all
in
free.
The chapel, you know, like in the chapel in the hospital.
Yeah, maybe they break that lovely stained glass.
Yeah, or like sweep all the votive candles off and, you know,
like. Start a fire. Or maybe somebody's in there praying and they're doing it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see her you know, get like kind of nasty and bitter and hardened. You know, so right now she's still kind of being goofy and flying into rooms and like loving Sunny.
But
that can turn to hatred.
Yeah, pretty quickly. If she saw anything between him and Ava, even like that she interpret, you know, she could fly off.
Yeah. And I mean, that actress could pull any of that off, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. she's so it could be very interesting, and it'd be interesting to see Drew go down the same path with her, you know, just like maybe right down in the muck together.
Yeah, and to watch like how Ava would deal with her then, you know, like
so
it could
be good. I hope somebody's listening to all this. Is gold.
I know. And it's all free.
I know.
If you have an internet connection, this is free. Yeah. But I wonder, like, if she did suspect that Ava was, you know, not the friend she thought she was, do you think she would try to get even with her, too?
Well, here's a thought I had. Yes, I think so, to answer your question. But another thought, so I was backtracking, now I'm moving forward. Like, what if somehow, in some convoluted way, Nina and Ava have hooked up, and whatever Ava's up to is somehow a plan with Nina? Oh. I don't know what it would be. But you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, what would that be? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't even make any sense, but it just dawned on me that, like, maybe...
That maybe Nina's not... Right.
Because we had that day where... Ava was like, had made this decision, and you saw her like go, okay, I've got feelings for Sunny, but I'm putting them aside for my friend Nina.
Yeah.
I'm going to help her get her husband back. Mm-hmm. And then that was never followed up on.
Right.
You know, which maybe just got dropped because we got new writers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say. We don't really know, but you're right. There were, it was definitely sort of a leap and we didn't.
But if that in some weird way turns out to be true, then you owe me a six pack or something.
Okay. All right. Okay. You've got it. You've got it, right. Chia.
Okay. You got it. Okay, well, I don't know. I think we've kind of talked about hospital a little bit and fulfilled our
duties as professional duties podcasters.
As a podcaster, yeah.
Okay.
And also talked about what a profound day we had with the eclipse going on.
Yes, yes, you almost tackled a man. Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, no, but I did. I was kind of like, did you see it? You know, I was a little bit like worked up. I don't know. I felt like when I read like when the next one will happen, which is like what 2044 or something like that, you know, and I was like, well, so this is probably it, you know, I won't have another chance. In 2017, I tried to see it in a bucket, didn't really see it, missed, you know. So screwed that one up. And then here is this huge thing and I let the day come upon me. And then I'm like, oh, I totally don't have anything to see it. And now it's gone.
Yeah. Well,
I screwed up, I guess is what I'm saying. I really screwed up.
Oh, Gia. You got to let yourself off the hook, you know?
You think so?
I think, yeah, you continue to be an inspiration.
This is not really related, but my brother was going through pictures and he sent me this old picture of me in my Girl Scout uniform with my like sash on, you know, where all your badges go.
Yeah,
I've got like two badges. It's like this big empty sash. I was like, my parents must have been so proud.
Every time you came home from a meeting, your mom had the needle and thread ready. Do you have a badge, honey? Nope.
This was probably like early on kind of a harbinger of how my life was going to go.
Yep. I would say so, Gia. Yep. I was thinking this isn't really related to that, but I think you do contribute to the world in some way.
Okay. Thank you. Back at you. Back at you.
That sounded so sincere.
I try to be polite.
You know, when you were talking last time about... about
you can't even get it out, the ducks.
The ducks environmentally responsible down comforter where they only take two feathers from each duck. I was thinking that would be an awesome series if the Wallace and Gromit people did it, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I can just picture it in my head, like this older couple, you know, they used to raise pigs and cows and stuff, but they didn't want to ever slaughter them. So they decided.
Okay, well, pitch it. I don't know if the Wallace and Gromit people still exist or not, but I love Wallace and Gromit.
So. I know. They could do something that was just so, you know, so special and absurd, you know, but.
Yeah,
it all worked because of the expressions, you know, the people and the animals and stuff.
Yeah, or maybe like a children's series or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, I was thinking Ricky Gervais maybe could produce it because he loves animals and he's British.
Oh, well,
you should
write him. You should write him then, and
I'll give you all the credit. But
I think we built that idea together, really.
Well, it's playing in my head now as a series, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
Ridiculous series.
If anybody out there knows Ricky Gervais, please, you can go ahead and pitch the idea.
Pitch the idea, and then refer him to our podcast, and he'll be alarmed.
Yeah. Anyway, so on that note,
yeah, so we'll hopefully we don't have any big world events tomorrow, so it'll be back on the air and we'll get back on track.
Yep. So we'll be back Thursday and we'll be much more pulled together.
Well, okay. I wouldn't make that kind of a promise.
I didn't know if you were going to reply at all, but
okay. It's a lot of pressure, but it is. Okay. Well, it was fun. We laughed as always. And thanks. If you're listening out there, we thank you.
Yeah. We hope you didn't destroy your eyeballs staring at the sun.
Yep. Yep. We hope not.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm
found.
Yeah. I'm glad we got through it, I guess.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right,
Gia. All right. Well, have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you in a few days.
Okay. Yeah. You too, Gia. Okay.
Okay. Goodbye. See ya.